Tanana Valley State Forest Citizens Committee advisory member Chris Stark says the panel unanimously approved a resolution on Thursday supporting the State Forestry Division's findings in favor of a proposal to set up a 25-year timber sales contract for the Tok project. But Stark says he and other committee members worry that the forest may not be able to sustain harvesting timber from up to 900 acres annually around Tok to get some 35,000 tons of biomass fuel. He says what others, including State Forester Chris Mache, have said, which is there's not a lot that's known yet about harvesting this different type of timber than has been traditionally taken from forests in the interior, black spruce, for an alternative energy use that's also new to this area.
This is all new to everybody. Division of Forestry, and so because we're new to the game, our information is getting better.
The contract would allow sales of the timber that would be ground up into biomass that would fuel the proposed power plant in Tok, which, if built, would be the first biomass-fueled facility in the state to provide heat and electricity for an entire community. Stark says committee members included caveats in the resolution they passed last week that recommend forestry officials conduct reviews every 5 years on the price of the timber it's selling to ensure the state is getting a fair price. He acknowledges that could create concerns among prospective investors considering putting money into the project.
That may be difficult for a banker, so the unknown is, will a banker finance something that is 25 years out if they don't have a fixed resource price from the beginning?
Glenn Holt is the UAF Cooperative Extension Service's Eastern Alaska forester who attended Thursday's meeting and has been following the evolution of the Tok Biomass Project and advocating for it. Holt favors the 25-year contract period and setting a relatively low price for the resource in the early going.
The 25-year contract is a viable management technique that works in other places when you're looking at trying to provide a product. But if you start at the low value and work your way up, it's probably a good idea.
Forestry officials will take the advisory committee's resolution into consideration, along with public comments, for a final decision on whether the agency will move ahead with the long-term timber sales contract. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.